The project will make improvements to the intersection of Bauer Road and Route 136. Funding will come from the city, the Illinois Department of Transportation, and a grant through the Community Development Assistance Program, or CDAP. The project was bid out, and a low bid of about $970,000 came in from Lavadeer Construction. But as project manager Eric Moe of McClure Engineering told Alderman, his firm forgot to include the CDAP paperwork in the bid documents. Moe said he took responsibility for what happened and said he tried to avoid rebidding the project by suggesting that the CDAP paperwork be added as a no-cost change order.
And we were instructed that by the grant administration people, that would not be an option.
So the project had to be rebid. This time, Lavadeer increased its bid to a bit more than $1.1 million. Meanwhile, Gunther Companies reduced its bid slightly to a bit less than $1.1 million. Both are well above what Lavadeer originally bid. Moe said both were also well below the engineer's estimate of more than $1.2 million. But that did not placate Third Ward Alderman Lou Gilbert.
It's the worst fiasco I've ever seen.
The Second Ward's Kay Hill wondered if McClure Engineering would cover the difference.
Don't you have errors and omissions insurance for that type of situation or not?
We do carry errors and omissions insurance, yes.
Yeah. And would it not cover something like this?
Well, our deductible would have to be met first.
And what would that be?
You know, I'd rather talk about this after I'm more prepared. I really wasn't prepared to answer these types of questions tonight.
City Administrator Dean Torreson stepped in at this point to explain the city's funding obligation.
The rebidding of the project doesn't make any difference in terms of what the city's commitment, financial commitment to this project is. Either way, it's $290,000.
And the CDAP grant is for about $230,000. The rest of the cost, including the increased amount, will be covered by IDOT, leading to this observation from the Fifth Ward's Dave Dorsett.
If you look a little bit outside of our box, this is still costing the taxpayers of the state of Illinois more. Even if it's not directly out of our pockets here, it's still costing taxpayers more. That's money that could have been put into another project.
Despite all those concerns, the city council ultimately voted 7-2 to accept the new bid from Gunther Companies. Lou Gilbert and the Fourth Ward's Thomas Cook were opposed. Rich Egger reporting.